This is Ozarks at Large. Think for a minute how many electronic devices you've tossed during your lifetime. That digital alarm clock, that Walkman, that computer, and that desktop printer that never quite did what you wanted it to do. In an era of constant upgrades and technological advances, e-waste is a non-biodegradable problem. That's why a service like Free Geek Arkansas is worthy of our attention.
The main business of the Free Geek Arkansas is to take in electronics to keep them out of the landfill.
Olivia Sordo is a volunteer at Free Geek Arkansas. She disassembles computers brought to the Fayetteville warehouse. Olivia is also a well-known and well-respected jeweler, so she upcycles parts of those computers that we've never seen before.
And then I took some of these motherboards. Oops, that's all right. And made clocks out of them. They're really fun. It's really interesting. I made earrings and I make all kinds of things, necklaces.
Not all computers, CD players, and other donated items are losses. Those with hours left to give are refurbished and available for sale at deep, deep discounts. Tuesday afternoon, Nancy Jack, another volunteer at Free Geek Arkansas, led a tour into one of the showrooms with boom boxes, cords, televisions, and much more.
So we also have laptops, big servers, desktop computers for anywhere from $90 to, if you get a fancy MacBook Pro, or we build one for you. Let's say you want a laptop, you can come and tell the guys in the back that you want a MacBook Pro with 600 gigabytes of whatever geeks say, and they'll build it for you and sell it for, well, from $90 to about $200. I think we sold one time to a professor for $350. It was a $1,200 computer.
Volunteers at Free Geek Arkansas say many churches and schools take advantage of the refurbished items. And Zach Slade, the director of Free Geek Arkansas, says all of those sales of rebuilt and repaired electronics are funneled right back into Free Geek's budget to keep the lights on.
If it's not a case that we think we can reuse, we can't put a custom motherboard in it or something, then generally we immediately just harvest its guts and try to find a way to transform that. So some things it's really, really quick and easy, but other things like we had an incubator that came in, a lab incubator. We've got like dentistry drill tools, car instrument clusters, all sorts of different really oddball things, and that can take a while.
And he says the staff stands behind what you buy.
We don't even write all sales are final on our receipts because we want to be able to stand behind our equipment. So if we give you or sell you a piece of equipment, if it malfunctions on you in a year, then we will at least give you in-store credit or try to make it right and replace the equipment.
Zach says Fayetteville's operation is based on the original Free Geek that's in Portland, Oregon. There are a few other Free Geeks in North America, Vancouver, Chicago, Toronto, one that was inspired by the original in Atlanta. This one, ours, started like so many tech startups.
I was doing what we do already out of my own little place. About four or five of us were doing that. We had a bunch of computing equipment in our closets, in our garages, all over the house. And when people needed computers, we would just build them for them, you know, or give out components or, you know, to Frank him on hard times, we'd just be like, here's your, you know, what you need. And we finally figured out this isn't working. We'd like to have our houses back. So we banded together, put our equipment together and started this.
Zach, standing in the middle of what he calls 3,800 square feet of computer candyland, says the recent delivery of 32 pallets of discarded televisions can yield exciting results.
Generally, when we get stuff like this in, we will disassemble them to remove the frames and filaments in them. They have some, you know, three or four different plastic sheets that are there, and they're worth keeping. They're kind of neat. They work for light shades or other projects like that. They're just nice plastics. But if we can't salvage anything else out of it, can't transform it into a light or anything, then we batch it up and send it to our recycling partner, Esco.
Zach, standing in the middle of what he calls 3,800 square feet of computer candyland, says the recent delivery of 32 pallets of discarded televisions can yield exciting results.
It's the same thing as like digging for a record. You know, you go through and you're just going and going and going, and you never know. You may find that diamond in the rough nobody has seen yet, or hands have passed over several times because it looked different or weird or strange. But our volunteers that are here all the time, that's part of the joy, is they get to see it coming in. They know what's happening, and they get the word out or they pick it for themselves.
Amid all of the recycled items, cheap technological discoveries, and cool stories is a sobering reality. Every year, new models push old ones out, and electronic waste grows. Zach Slade says we don't yet have a handle on this high-tech refuse.
And so we're very lucky that we can handle this volume of this kind of television. You know, the older CRTs, there's millions and millions more of them than there are of these, but we have no reasonable way of taking care of them. And it costs money to actually recycle them. And so that's one of the biggest problems we find. They're just in ditches and wherever because people can't afford to reasonably get rid of them.
But thanks to volunteers like Olivia Sordo, some of those hard drives and other computer bits can end up around a neck or hanging from ears.
These are earrings. And these are the memory sticks, and we cut them and make earrings out of them. I think these are very pretty. These are, again, some of the disc readers.
Multicolored, multi-shaped earrings and necklaces created by Olivia Sordo are sold at inexpensive prices at Free Geek. Volunteers plan to create a showcase for her work soon. Everything about the place is done with a bit of whimsy. Eugene Sargent, a sculptor and artist with a brilliant eye, is creating an installation in the entrance that will be floor-to-ceiling immersion of expired computer motherboards. And to the right is a room with working computers and printer that people can use for free. Nancy Jack says it's ideals like those that led her to begin volunteering at Free Geek Arkansas.
Anybody can come in here that doesn't have access to a computer and wants to apply for a job, they can come here and do it. Or if they want to download documents from court and print them off, they can print them off for free.
Free Geek Arkansas is at 521 West Ash in Fayetteville, and donations, shopping, and volunteering hours are Tuesday through Saturday from noon to 7 p.m. You can find out more at freegeekarkansas.org. And you can find all sorts of things in that warehouse. One last question. Have you gotten an 8-track player?
Yes. You want one for the car or standalone for your component set?
This is Ozarks at Large.